Greg Brandon, Mike Kraft, we continue our conversation about the Panthers roster as we're in between the offseason programs, training camp on the horizon late July. And Mike, it gets really quiet here at Bank of America Stadium. Still a lot of work going on, though. The coaches, they try to get some time away. You know the players are off kind of resting their bodies. We talk quarterbacks to start our conversation about the roster. Let's talk running backs. And I know you've got a specific rule when it comes to running backs on a roster.
Yes, that rule is you can never, ever, ever have enough. And you and I have been around this franchise a long time. And, you know, when you go through a 16-game schedule plus four preseason games, things happen. I mean, you want everybody to be healthy, and you want everybody to finish the season, but inevitably somebody gets hurt. And as you go down the line with running backs and you lose one, you have got to have a competent guy by backing him up. And then another guy backing him up, AGB, you know my rule. We have the guys on the roster, and then we find a few guys around the league, not busy. And by rule, just hide them in those condominiums back there and break glass in case of emergency.
All right, so let's start at the top. You've got D'Angelo Williams. You have Jonathan Stewart, two-headed monster. Both of those guys are starters. I mean, they are your number one backs, even though there are two of them. That's a great situation to start an offense with running backs like those two guys.
No doubt. And I know that there was a lot of talk about two run. I don't even want to hear that. Let's play with the guys that we have. And here again, you have a chance. We talked about building depth and using the draft. Here we have a chance of a backfield with two number one draft picks of this organization. Isn't that why you draft? You draft to have players, to have them around. And if they can start their career and finish out their career, it's a rare thing nowadays. But you have two quality running backs. Hey, one starts the game, one comes in later on. Whoever's a starter really doesn't matter. The question is, will this team be able to run the ball successfully, get leads in games, and being able to close the game by running the football?
Well, it is about power football. If you talk about that running backs room, yeah, Mike Tolbert, he's kind of that crossover. Really more of a running back than he is a fullback. He can do just about anything. Kenyon Barner, who was drafted this year. Then you have some younger guys who last year showed that they could step up. What a great situation to be in. And you're right, we might have to hide some in the condo back there.
Well, the thing about it, talk about Mike Tolbert and versatility. And when you look at the offense, the way it's gelling, yes, we will run the ball. Look at the last few games of last season and the work that was done down by the goal line. Mike Tolbert turned in some yeoman's work blocking down at the goal line, because really that's no nonsense football. He's the type of guy who can buckle up the chin strap and get things done when necessary.
With Mike Shula now being the offensive coordinator, if you kind of look at the book on Coach Shula, would you anticipate that there's going to be more of that power run game? Rob Chudzinski loved the zone read, the spread, which I still think you'll see simply because of Cam Newton. But you talk about that power running game that we saw down in New Orleans that last game of the season last year. Do you think that'll be more of a staple of the offense this season?
I think so, especially when you have the talent that we have at running backs. You have to run the ball. And the thing about it is, as I said it before, everything in offense, you go back to how does it affect Cam Newton. If you have a bona fide running game, what that does for Cam Newton, I think it leads to more big plays through play action. And coming down the stretch, he was able to really successfully play action because we were running the ball, and then hit the big shots because the defense was biting.
All right, that's the running back group. Of course, you can't have a running game if you don't have the guys in front of them. So, Mike, next time, let's go into an area where you're very comfortable, the guys you love, the big nasties, offensive linemen, and we'll talk about them next right here on Panthers.com.